Hello.
My
Hello.
name is Khadija. I am calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the
Yes,
person
ma'am.
who requested that call?
You are speaking to him.
May I have your social security number?
It's 423-31-9792.
Thank you, and can you verify your name and your date of birth?
Dante Rollins, 52888.
Can you also verify your mother's maiden name?
Amber Robin.
And how can I assist you today?
I'm trying to file my claim, start a new claim.
Okay, now when was the last time you filed a weekly certification?
I think about 2 weeks ago, but they told me to refile for work because Friday was my last day.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you a few questions to reopen your claim.
Okay.
Have you had a name change?
No, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Hello. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Hello. Mr. Rollins?
Hello?
Yes, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your driver's license number?
3010.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It is 799-3010.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Are you using a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
What's your routing number?
I'm going to go to it right now, man.
Okay.
My routing number is 06-22-05-791.
Okay, that was 06-22-05-791.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your account number?
It's 508-8318.
Okay, can you repeat that, please?
8-3-8-3-1-8.
That was 508-3-8-3-1-8.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mailing address?
It is 1602 Brook Ridge Road, Southwest.
I'm sorry, your phone is going out. I can't hear you.
Southwest, apartment 06. Man, I'm sorry. It was 1602 Brook Ridge Road. I'm sorry.
1602 Brook Ridge Road.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the city, state, and zip code?
Decatur, Alabama, 35601.
Okay, so that's 1602 Brook Ridge Road, Decatur, Alabama, 35601.
Yes, and on Brook Ridge Road is apartment 906.
Okay. So that's 1602 Brook Ridge Road, apartment 906, Decatur, Alabama, 35601.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your physical address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
What's your telephone number?
256-288-2055.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1987 Ford Tempo, 1989 Mercury Topaz, 1990 Plymouth Grand Voyager, 1991 Cadillac Fleetwood 60 Special, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Can you say, did you say a 1998 Mercury Mercury Mountaineer?
1989 Mercury Topaz.
None of those cars. I thought you said a Mercury Mountaineer, because that's the car I'm driving now. I have no recognition of none of those cars.
Okay, question two. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 256-669-2269, 256-669-5009, 256-669-6229, 256-669-7869, or I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Not any of those numbers.
Question three, which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 256-350-1932, 256-350-2491, 256-350-4233, 256-350-6539, or I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Never been associated with those numbers.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I don't know.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
When was the last day you worked?
Friday, last Friday.
February the 20th?
Yes, ma'am. It was the 19th, wasn't it? Last Friday was the 19th.
Now, it's showing on the calendar that, let me see. Okay, February the 19th.
Hey, 2 minutes.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes. Oh, say that again.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I could have worked. Yes, ma'am.
You work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a company.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't have no real estate license. I think neither.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I could accept work.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
Yes.
When do you return to work?
8 to 8.
I'm sorry. What was the date?
May 3rd.
That was May 3rd?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Ma'am.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
I don't think so. I think we're going to be down. They said I was going to be off for 2 months, so there will be no one.
Yes. Okay. What's your job title?
What's my job? Flow work. Assembly line work.
Are you searching for work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What's the name of your employer?
Okay.
Steelcase?
Yes, ma'am.
What's their telephone number?
Hold on. Look up Steelcase, bro.
And when was your start date?
My start date, I started 2 years ago. I think it was June of 2019.
You want to say June the 1st of 2019?
Yes.
And what was the city and state you worked in?
Athens, Alabama.
Okay.
I got the number for Steelcase. I got the number now.
Okay, you can go ahead with the telephone number.
256-232. What's that? 8112.
Okay, now have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your last employer?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working?
I think it's lack of work and COVID.
Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a PIN number. This PIN number will be used to check the status of your claim.
Okay. Is there any way I can get the PIN number sent to my account, my email account?
We can't send it. We cannot send it to your email.
Okay, I'll just ask. I don't have a PIN or nothing.
Okay. Your PIN number is 9288.
That's all you got. What's the PIN?
9288.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the following inscriptions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
What they saying about you?